This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa.
Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. رے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا تیرے دن یا رحمت کا ہے آسرا کیا آسرا ورنہ خاطر ہے آمال سے بے نوا ورنہ خاطر ہے آمال سے بے نوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ کے رے سوا میرے کوئی نہیں آتے رے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا خدا اے خدا
This is Ilyas's kalam of our honorable Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Hazrat Abdus Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawar Allah Murqadahu Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa Oh Allah I have no one besides you at all times in every moment of our life we are at all times in need of the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Also, we are in need of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be raised from us, or even one split second, then we will be destroyed. So as it says, that, oh Allah, I have no one, no support that is there for me besides you. Not only now, before we were even born, then you were still in the wombs of our mothers. At that time also, at every time, as the baby was growing from one stage to another, at every moment, at every juncture, there was a demand for the brain, for different parts of the body, for different nutrients for the baby to form and to get bigger. At all times, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that provided, Allah ta'ala kept us safe, and Allah ta'ala made it easy for us to come in this world. Thereafter, in this world also, there was a need for a person, for the baby to grow. Thereafter, from Allah ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin. Allah ta'ala created you were weak. Thereafter, slowly, from stage to stage, Allah Ta'ala created you, Allah Ta'ala raised you, nurtured you, until you became strong. At all times, they also, whilst a person is living, a person needs food, a person needs ruhani ghiza, a person has so many needs. At all times, it is only and only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that is helping us. So as it says, Mirakoi ni ahateri siwa, that oh Allah, there is no one for me besides you. Apparently, outwardly, it looks as if my business is supporting me, that this is helping me. This is doing for me, that is doing for me. But in reality, everything is just outward form. In reality, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is with us all the time. And not only in this world, also when a person goes in a grave, that time the reality will strike a person that in reality, really, this world, everything was useless, everything was hopeless, everything was useless. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah. And even a person will be in a grave all alone. Now, before I thought my parents were there, my family was there, my friends were there to support. But that time reality was strike us. The real dua, the real benefactor was only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ey khuda, ey khuda. Zindagi meri hai, tera zikr aur dikha. That oh Allah, my real life is at a time when I'm in your obedience, when I'm in your zikr. And my death is how, or meri maut hai to say, hum e juda, is when I separate myself from you. Like how it comes in our hadith, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ That the example of the person who is in the remembrance of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, his example is an example of a living person. And the one who is not in the remembrance of Allah, his example is like that of death of a dead person. تَيْرَ بِنْ كِيُوْ أَنْدَيْرَ هُوَ That, oh Allah, why is it such that whenever I separated myself from you, I found within myself restlessness, I was bechain, I was grief-stricken. this, the reality, those who understand, the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who after making zikr, they have some, attained some nisbat, some connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when a person has reached and he felt that connection, what it means to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, afterwards, when some sin, when he fell, or some, he shirked somewhere, now he can feel a distance, that person will understand the reality of this. That Allah, now I don't experience that enjoyment that I used to feel when I was close to you. Meri dunya ka shamso qamar kya hua. That Allah, what happened? I thought that now all the time that it is the dunya, it is the world, it is money that will make me happy. It is a woman that will make me happy. But no, now I understand the reality that the only person that can give happiness, that can give contentment is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bahre tufan gham hai mukhalif hawa. That, oh Allah, now the condition is such that I want to come close to you. I've realized that, oh Allah, you are the only the true being whom I supposed to be giving my heart to. But, oh Allah, the condition is such, bahre tufan gham hai mukhalif hawa. That I am going in time to go in one direction, but the winds are pulling me in the other direction. Meri kashti ka hai tu hi basna khuda. That, oh Allah, you take full control of my life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the masnoon du'as is, Allahumma inna qulubana wa nawasiyana wa jawarihana biyadik. لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا وحدنا إلى سواء السبيل. That Allah, our hearts, our entire bodies, our entire lives are in your control. So when you have kept it in your control, Allah, you take hold of us and you guide us to the straight path. تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا. That Allah, when the special mercy of yours now will fall upon me, and now when the sun of the mercy of Allah will come upon me, now har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. That now I will be saved. Just for me to be saved from punishment, from the fire of Jahannam, that is only enough for me. And tere dariya-e rahmat ka hai asara. At all times, oh Allah, I need the support of your mercy at every moment of my life. Warna akhtar hai amal se benawa. Hazrat is referring to himself, but it refers to each and every one of us. That at all times we are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how was it said, ye qadam utte nahi uthaye jaate hai. Every good action, everything we do, is solely and solely from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And normally when a person commits a sin, Allah ta'ala normally deprives a person of the good action which he does. But now despite us doing so much of sin, it's only the grace of and the mercy of Allah ta'ala that Allah ta'ala allows us to continue coming to this Mubarak Majalis. And Allah ta'ala continues inviting us to the masjid and for namaz over and over again.